Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to St. Matthew in the 21st chapter as we hear of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. We begin with verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, riding and gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, we have arrived at the last week of our baggage sermon series and this final Sunday in our Lenten season. If this is your first week joining us for the series, we've spent the last 5 weeks looking at five different stories of Jesus and five bags. Each story had a bag to go with it to help us learn together. We began the series with a backpack, like a hiking pack. And we talked about what it meant to be prepared to face temptation, just as Jesus had faced down temptation in the wilderness. We learned about what we might need to pack in our spiritual backpacks to carry us through this Lenten season. And we decided on disciplines, those carabiners of sorts, that would help keep us connected to God. The next week, we had a gym bag that helped us remember to hit the gym. Our story was of Nicodemus, who was looking to have his life transformed. He went to Jesus with a bunch of questions, searching for answers, looking to be transformed, just as we look to Jesus to be transformed too. Then we got to sit in on a conversation that Jesus had with the woman at the well in Samaria. It was there that we heard about how Jesus can cleanse our dirty laundry and can offer us the chance to thirst no more through living water. The next week, we heard about God's picture-perfect viewpoint as we had a camera bag and a cell phone case that helped us remember the story of a man who had been born blind. Jesus gave that man new sight. And it wasn't just the man who was given a new lens with which to view the world, but we too, through Jesus, are given a new perspective on life. Last week, the bag that greeted us in worship was none other than a body bag. A body bag that reminded us of the story of Lazarus, who had been in the tomb for 4 days before Jesus came and offered Lazarus the opportunity to rise up and to enter into new life. Jesus extends that invitation to you and I as we have the opportunity here and now to experience that new life. Today, the bag that we have to go along with the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem is a big gift bag. A gift bag. Now, gift bags are also symbols, oftentimes symbols of celebration. Maybe you use one when it's a birthday or some sort of holiday, or to show gratitude to a friend, giving a thank you gift. One of the highest points happens today in Jesus' journey through this Lenten season. His entry into Jerusalem is a party like none other. It's a moment of true celebration. A large crowd of people has gathered. They're full of hope, so full of hope and excitement that they've started cutting off the branches of the nearby trees to wave in excitement. They've carpeted the ground with their cloaks, and they begin shouting and singing, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." It's on Palm Sunday that we pause for a celebration, to celebrate all that Jesus would come to do throughout this most holy of weeks to follow. Now, when you pack a gift bag, you probably have the person receiving the gift in mind, right? So if you're packing a gift bag for a birthday, you probably have in mind the wants and the needs of the person that you're going to go celebrate the birthday of. And if you happen to be packing a bag for a baby shower, maybe you select something from the registry the parents have put together, or you remember back to what was most useful when you received a child into your family. Or if you're putting together a bag for a different sort of moment, maybe it's a retirement or a promotion celebration, you choose a gift with that recipient's new stage of life in mind. And if you're packing a gift bag for an entering into the city like a king sort of party, maybe you fill your gift bag with palms and cloaks and hosannas. The people were waving high their branches, celebrating, excited to see the Lord of life who was approaching, the one who would set them free, the one who could take care of everything they'd ever hoped for, the one they had longed for years and years. A Savior was entering their city. And Jesus came in the midst of the celebration, people shouting their praise and greeting him with gifts of palms and cloaks on the road before him. But he didn't enter into Jerusalem like the king they thought. He wasn't on a big white horse. Instead, he rode a gentle donkey. You see, the palm branches the people had been waving were fresh cut from the trees, and they carried royal implications. 200 years before, in the long memory of the people of Jerusalem and its surrounding villages, they had done this. They had cut down branches from the palms that were growing on the wayside to welcome one they thought would keep them safe, could help overthrow the oppression. They welcomed Judas Maccabeus into the city of Jerusalem by waving palms. Most of the people in the crowd that welcomed Jesus probably weren't wearing a second cloak, but that didn't stop them from taking off the one they had on, laying it on the road to prepare a space for this one who was coming to set them free. They knew how to do this because in 2 Kings chapter 9, we hear the story of one of the kings of old of Israel who had proclaimed to be king in defiance of the existing king. Now this king who was asserting this new claim had his followers, those who supported him, spread their cloaks under his feet as a sign of their loyalty. Jesus knows well, as do the people, that there is a king on the throne in the palace in Jerusalem. And that king is not named Jesus. And yet the people of Jerusalem who have come to greet him are pledging their loyalty to Jesus, treating him as royalty, welcoming him into the city with their cloaks and their palms. They repeat the actions throughout the ages that proclaim Jesus as king. In addition to the branches and the cloaks, the crowd begins to sing royal chants and hymns to welcome Jesus, the one they call Son of David, to the city where David had ruled as king 1,000 years before. Hosanna. It's an exclamation of praise that would have been familiar to Jesus. It's a part of the psalm that we read earlier this morning, Psalm 118. The psalm traditionally was accompanied by the waving of branches as a part of the religious celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. Those Jesus intends to answer the desires and prayers of, and those that he desires to bring their hopes and dreams to fruition, he sees them on the celebratory ride and knows that he won't be the king that they expect. However, Jesus will be the king that they most need. Jesus must be king in his own way. You see, the people, they want a prophet, like the prophets of old, one who would shift the power dynamics in the city, in the country, who would bring God's justice and judgment. And Jesus will tell the city of Jerusalem that they are under God's imminent judgment, but not in the same way as the prophets of old. And the people are longing for a Messiah. They want Jesus to be the one enthroned in the palace, to be the king. And Jesus will be enthroned, but it won't be in the palace. It will be on the pagan cross where they crucify him. And the people want to be rescued from evil and oppression that they face under occupation. And Jesus will certainly rescue them from evil and oppression in its fullest depths, not just the surface evil of Roman occupation and the exploitation by the rich. And it's because Jesus says yes to the deepest needs and wants and desires of the people that he will have to say no or wait to the desires that they are aware of and have expressed, to the expectations that they have in him at the moment of his entry into Jerusalem. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm usually pretty embarrassed when I bring the wrong sort of gift to a party. Turns out this story is a story of mismatched gifts and expectations. Jesus' celebratory entry into Jerusalem is a mismatch between the people's expectations and God's answer to them. Yet deep down, Jesus' arrival into the great city is indeed a moment when salvation is dawning. But learning this lesson takes a lot of wisdom and humility and faith. It's a lesson we're going to learn this week as we journey through Holy Week. So on our journey so far, we've learned to choose our baggage and how we pack it wisely. We've learned that choosing the wrong bag with the right contents makes the journey difficult. And choosing the right bag and the wrong contents, you may be out of luck. We've encountered Jesus all throughout their Lenten journey. We've learned to face temptation, to search for spiritual wellness, to drink of living water, to see through the eyes of faith, to embrace the new life that Jesus gives us, and to worship the King of Kings. The road that lies ahead will take us through Holy Week, the Last Supper, the trial, the crucifixion, and the tomb. Let us pray. May the Christ who walks on wounded feet walk with us on the road. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands stretch out your hands to serve. May the Christ who loves with a wounded heart open our hearts to love. And may you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And may everyone you meet see the face of Christ in you. Amen.